Very good morning to you. You are listening to Comrade on UCC 98.3 FM. My name is Timmy O'Riordan and I am your host this morning, filling in for the wonderful Aaron Goulding. And I'm joined by two fabulous guests of honour, really. David Walsh and Shona McNichol, who are the chair and vice chair of the UCC Commerce Society. Guys, you're so welcome.
Thank you. That makes us sound really cool.
Doesn't it? That was the intention. That was the intention.
Sound really embarrassing or really cute.
That would be a special.
Are you excited to be on the show?
I am. I think it's our, I know, in fact, it's our last time on UCC Radio. So,
God. Yeah, I'm like, I'm really sad, but I haven't really done it that much. I was saying to Timmy, it's like, I'm so sad, this is my last one, but this is also, I think, my first one of the year, so.
Yeah, it's like thinking back on all the times you've done it, and you're just like, oh, I actually haven't done
that's
it that
a
much.
Quick, a quick memory to pull up.
That one time in third year.
But it usually clashed with something, but obviously, like, loads of my lectures are cancelled this week, so it's seated perfect.
They?
Yeah, I only have one lecture on Wednesday.
That's kind of sad, your last
done.
Ever lecture.
No, I'm really, really upset about this.
Is it kind of anticlimactic, I'd say, to kind of just finish on like a random day during the week, your whole college experience? Or is it any different really from, say, finishing school?
Well, we didn't finish school. So.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Sorry to bring that up.
Touchy subject.
Yeah, my school finished when like...
On like the 11th of March.
When RTÉ said it was done.
Yeah.
On the news. But it is kind of weird. I don't know, like...
So this is like a proper experience of you kind of finishing it, so, because you get to do it in person.
Yeah, I've never like really finished and like graduated anything, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's weird. Think it is a little bit weird, but I think it's nice because this is so like old news, but I think when school's like shut down, I think for 6 years, there was like really prolonged that like you didn't get that last day and like graduation and like the night out that you have, like our school used to do like a night out with the teachers.
Things like that. Graduation.
So I felt like even like a year later, I was still like, when am I going back to secondary school? So I feel like it'll make it easier this year, or like this time when we're finishing college, because we have like all like the different rituals surrounding it, like last lecture, like last set of exams, last like night out after exams, and then boom, graduation.
Wow. Boom, done.
Do you have big plans for the night out after the exams?
Commerce have hired out Hidnatic, I believe.
No way!
Yeah, so that's where we're at.
Wonderful. My course is too small to hire.
How many people are in your year, Shona? It's usually law and business is a small enough year.
I think there is like 26 of us now that have made it to the end. No, there was more.
Makes it sound like the Hunger Games.
It's really small.
Yeah, it's very competitive.
Yeah, it is.
And can the same be said for commerce?
There was definitely like people who like dropped off for different reasons, but now that we're in final year, we also like gathered a few that are repeating from last year and stuff, so it does kind of balance out, but yeah. But there's still people that like have been here since first year. And if you put them in front of me and held a gun to my head and was like, are they in commerce or not? I'd be like, I genuinely couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I find that so strange. Like my course is so small, like just like the small things, like we have like a Snapchat group chat because we're so small.
Yeah.
And like I know everyone and it's very easy to have us all in like one room. So I find that so weird that like to be in a course so big, but like that would have been like my school. Like I would have been like a school with like over 200 people in 6 year alone.
Commerce is definitely more intimidating, I feel, in terms of a course because it's so big. What do you think of that, David?
I mean, it is and it isn't. I think it's definitely hard to like, well, I don't know. I don't think so. I think because I was used to like a massive school that it was fine. But I think it definitely is a bit fragmented sometimes in terms of like friend groups and stuff. Like there's definitely like people in commerce, like myself included, that have never spoken to like a whole like cohort of people.
Yeah, you know what
I
mean? Okay.
So like, yeah, I think it's just sometimes it can get a bit fragmented. But then I think actually the biggest thing with commerce is placement really shakes it up. Like, because everyone goes on placement with like different people or like Erasmus and stuff, and it kind of like jumbles things up and everyone comes back. Like, I feel like this year is the year that our, like my year of commerce has known each other the best. So,
Lovely. So guys, we were saying there that it probably is your last time on Comrade. Do you remember doing your first interview for the ComSoc way back when?
I do. Do you? I do.
That's such a good question. Yeah.
I remember mine. It was in September 2020, online because of COVID. And I remember I was so nervous and I had my laptop in front of me and I wanted to like check that like my background was okay.
Yeah.
So I turned on the camera on my laptop, just like, you know, like the camera that you'd like take a picture with on your laptop.
Yeah.
Just to like see behind me. And then I forgot. Then I went into the Zoom call and even though I hadn't my camera turned off, my camera wouldn't work. So that was like the first like 5 minutes of my interviews. They were like, yeah, David, try turning it on and off again. I was like, that's it. Like, I'm not getting on comms. And it's actually that I had the camera tab open. It wouldn't work. But anyway, I think I still remember the two people who interviewed me. It was Jen O'Dowling, who was the chairperson at the time, and Rebecca O'Mahony, who since went on to be ENS officer and stuff. And they both went to the school next door to me. So
okay,
they kind of knew how to. They're like, when I was telling them about like the stuff I was doing and stuff, they're like, oh yeah, we were at that, or like, we were at this. Like, so yeah.
You were in.
I was in.
Very nice. That's pure cork, like knowing the people that are on the panel as
but
well.
I think it's just more like the context of it. Like I was talking about like different events that like were on in my school, like charity things. And they were like, oh, we were at that. And I was like, I did that. So
yeah. Shona, you didn't really get that kind of luck really coming from Waterford.
She was lazy in first year.
Yeah. I also actually wasn't on the society in first year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit of a...
I wasn't sure about that.
No, yeah. I wasn't. I suppose first year was online and stuff, and I just wasn't.
Yeah,
I wasn't really anyone who like really got involved in school and stuff either. Like honestly, if you'd asked me like back in sixth year and told me that I would be like vice chair of Comstock now, I'd be like, I'd be like, no way is that happening. But I just saw like an Instagram post that just came up that they were like doing interviews, and I was like, oh sure, like why not? Like I'm back on campus. Well, I really want to like meet people because I like had been like deprived of that for the last year.
Yeah.
And just put my name in on like a whim and then did my interview, which was in person then in Boole. And it was with Amy Ryan, who was the chair at the time, and Liam Coakley, who was the
conference
director.
Yeah.
Which I then went on to do team conference then. But it was really nice. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
And I remember them asking me then, like, because then I had a second interview with the two conference directors, because that's kind of what they wanted me for. And they were like, oh, like, do you know about like our conference? And I was like, no. What is it? tell me more. Like I was so like dumb because I know like David, you said that you like followed Comstock when you were in school and it was like something you knew you wanted to do. Like I didn't really know it existed until I was in second year. Yeah. Which is so bad. But yeah.
Look at you now.
Look at me now.
She made it to the top.
Yeah.
Were you nervous for the interviews? David, you obviously were a bit because
I actually wasn't the whole thing in first year. Well, yeah. No? Well, like I was just like wanted to make sure it was all right. But in first year, I was actually fine. I actually was more nervous in second year because I knew what I would be missing out on if I didn't get on to get back on. Because I went for something at the AGM in first year and I didn't get it. And so I had to interview again in September. But I knew the two people interviewing me, as in like I knew them from online. But it was just, I think I knew what was at stake if I didn't get on. So I was quite nervous, I remember, for my second year.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think I was nervous because I didn't really know what I was even applying for.
It is kind of like the whole like term Commerce Society, you wouldn't really know like what that is coming in as a...
No.
Unless you've done your prior research like you, David.
But yeah, it's hard to gauge.
I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I thought the Instagram looked cool and I was like, that looks kind of fun. Maybe I'll give it a go.
And like the social side is obviously really big and like it's hard to, like you don't really know that unless you like know someone in it. A lot of people like when we do the interviews, we're like, oh, like why Comstock? And they're like, oh, my friends have been on it and they've been saying, or like when they're siblings, we have a lot of like...
Yeah.
Nepotism, but it's not nepotism.
Yeah.
Nepo babies.
Nepo babies, yeah. I suppose it's handy as well that it has the kind of branding as the largest society in UCC. Yeah. Like that kind of gives it a bit of oomph, like, you know, kind of would get you interested and kind of go, that's something I want to be a part of. What positions were you looking for originally when you came onto the society?
I think I ticked every single box. When I interviewed in first year, I literally was like, put me wherever, and I was conference team in first year, vice ends second year. So yeah, it was pretty varied, but I was like, take me, put me anywhere, I'll do whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I think I ticked everything except sports and social.
I'd say I probably did not tick that.
And maybe not promo either, because I'm the least creative person ever.
Yeah.
But I think I ticked everything else, because I remember when they were asking me in my interview like what I wanted to do, and I was like, you would know better. Because they do, like, the people obviously on the exec know what the permission.
That's a good response.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I was like, wherever ye think, because they know the positions better than I do. And now they know me. So whatever they thought.
Yeah.
That was a really good response.
That is a really good response.
Great response, guys. That was just completely off
topic. She interviews well, guys. Yeah. She interviews well.
What advice would you give to someone that's coming in and doing an interview in September?
I do think it looks good to know a little bit what you're getting into. I like, you kind of, you just come down on two sides, and unless you have this like killer personality that you come in and it's like you have like loads of stuff and it like really aligns what like happens at Comstock. Like, I think with like Comstock, with like any job, whether it's like placement or whatever, like you need to have done your research when you're going in a small bit. Just like, even if that was going up to someone and just like talking about it at like one of the open days or something. But there was a few people I remember that I interviewed, and just for like different reasons, I was like, you're like, you tell, it's, you can tell really quickly, and you'll see it to me like in September when you're interviewing.
Yeah.
You can tell really quickly the people who genuinely want to get involved are those that are maybe doing it for the CV, or those that are maybe just doing it because they're doing it. Do you know that kind of way?
Mm.
You can, it actually is scary how quickly you can tell that. And like, it's just, it's actually a nice perspective to have when you're like going for like jobs yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you're like, we try to keep it like casual, because like, obviously casual, the whole mentality is that it is only a society.
Yeah.
But like, you still need to do like a tiny bit of prep. Like, the amount of people that like come in and say they're like really passionate, they're like, okay, I really want the vice ends role, and we're like, great, any ideas? I haven't really thought about it. And I was like, Jesus, like,
yeah.
Do you know, like, you have to, like, it's like, okay, so you haven't really envisioned yourself in this role.
No.
Yeah. Then like, and then like, there's people who come in and they have loads of ideas, and we actually don't even care if they're like feasible. Like,
yeah,
sometimes we listen to the ideas and we're like, ah, oh, that would never get risk assessed on UCC.
Yeah.
But like, at least they like thought about it, and they have like a vision, and they have like creativity and stuff like that is kind of important. Then like, as you said, like, it's about personality and stuff as well, and the fit. And
I think, just to say as well, like, because it is something that kind of like, I know when you interview people, you have it at the back of their head, there's like always people that slip through the cracks, and like for different reasons. Like, there was one or two people that I know, myself and Shona even interviewed, that were just like so good, and just for like different reasons, you're like, they're just not gonna like be able to commit or fit. Do you know, it's just like sometimes
you can see it,
it's really competitive. Like, there's over like 100 people apply.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a crazy week.
It's so much fun though.
Okay guys, those were great answers. I think we're gonna go for a song from our Comball headliner from last year, Jazzy. Her latest release, Shooting Star, and then afterwards we're gonna do some Comstock Guess Who.
I
think that's going to be really good.
Yeah,
it'll be really good. Okay. So for now, here is Jazzy, Shooting Star on UCC 98.3 FM.
You leave me lost for words, like what you call it, baby. You can be my girl, like what's the story, babe. I'll always put you first, even when I'm at my worst. You got me where. look in your eyes is mesmerizing. I try to hide it, but I'm all in. You're on my mind, I'm fantasizing. And I know I just met you, but I'll be seeing you later. Don't be acting a player, I got you right on my radar. And when time goes slow, I got you in my soul. Even though you said you'd leave me, you're standing in my home.
You are listening to Comrade on UCC 98.3 FM. That was Jazzy, Shooting Star. If you're just tuning in, my name is Timmy O'Riordan and I am your host this morning. And I'm joined by the chair of the Commerce Society, David Walsh, and the vice chair of the Commerce Society, Shona McNichol. And we're doing a bit of a ComSoc Wrapped for the year and just talking all things ComSoc for their last episode of Comrade. So I said before that song we're going to do a bit of a ComSoc guess who to see how well the chair and vice chair know their committee.
Oh god, I'm so scared.
How do you feel about this? Do you think you'll do well?
Well, there's a lot of the committee. I'm like tempted to like pull up the group chat just to like have everyone's name.
It's a huge committee. You always find that whenever you gather everyone together, you're like, I genuinely, oh, you're here.
And you know, like so many people that you, when you like, you know, for like booking things, they're like on to different people about the size of the committee. Everyone's like, yeah, yeah, 34 in the committee. I'm like, no, but like actually everyone has a job. Like,
yeah,
it's that big.
You like, couldn't cut it down.
No, you couldn't. Like, you actually couldn't.
And anyway, it functions so well, you wouldn't want to cut it down. Okay, so we'll go for the first one. Which ComSoc committee member organized a mystery tour for their course only to reveal the location of...
I didn't know that.
That was quick.
That was very quick,
David. Wait, finish reading. No.
So the question was, which ComSoc committee member organized a mystery tour for their course only to reveal the location of said mystery tour the week before?
This is my favorite thing ever. If it is the story, it's she was booking the mystery tour and got like a quote from the bus company. And then, like, sent... She's in law and business, so there's only, like, a small amount to them. Yeah. And then sent it into the law and business group chat, being like, this is how much it's going to cost. And it was, like, bus to Limerick, written across the top.
That's a terrible way to reveal it.
If that's the same story, I presume it is.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well,
remember, David, it was Charlotte Cregan. That was very, very quick.
Yeah. I feel like we're competing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, no, yeah.
Would you point? No.
Okay. No. 1 point to David.
1 point to David.
No.
Not for the law. We can't have the law and business student competing.
Like, yeah,
she
has
enough of that
in
her life. Okay, which ComSoc committee member has had a nose job?
This Daniel O'Leary.
I don't think
it is. It is.
That's not what I have done.
Oh, but he has.
He didn't get a nose job. Okay. He had like a genial septum or something.
Okay. Oh my... Let me think.
Hold on.
This is essentially the question, who has a great nose in the comments?
So, like, who's...
But it must... I feel like a nose job is, like, it obviously was, like, someone, like, broke their nose or something.
Sean or Jamie. Rugby.
Nope.
Oh.
It's... Okay, Clue, it's one of the girls.
Okay, I feel bad. I can't be guessing
who's got a bit of plastic surgery.
Okay, tell us.
It's Sarah Lisson.
What?
What? I did not know that.
Did she give any background to that?
No, she just said...
No context, nose job.
No context. Yeah.
She's
no
dead
context,
right too.
Nose job.
Yeah.
She had some really interesting fun facts, actually. Okay. I think she's the only one that made it onto the list twice because hers were really good.
Okay, next
That's
one.
That's so interesting.
Which ComSoc committee member has a fear of feathers? The medical term is called pteranophobia.
Quiva to me?
Nope.
Oh.
I feel like it's like one of the guys. Is it a guy?
No, it's not one of the guys.
What? Girls have...
I just... Yeah, I've never heard...
Is
it like Aoife McManaman?
No, actually. She's on the list, but not for that one.
Okay.
Kira O'Connor?
No.
Okay, I'm
We're
stuck.
So yeah. mad at this.
Okay. To be fair, how would we know this one?
It's good. Yeah.
yeah.
A fear of feathers. No, I think you're going to have to pull us out of our misery here.
Okay, it's Sally Gunn. Next year's conference.
I mean, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. I didn't know
that.
So the theme of next year's conference won't be feathers. which ComSoc committee member describes themselves as Ireland's best broadband provider?
Sean Kinsta.
I knew that one.
Yeah, but you weren't quick enough. So, 2 points to David.
2 points to David. Oh, come on, Shoda.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe this next one. Which ComSoc committee member has lost a toenail every summer for the past 4 years?
Oh, Jesus.
Poor thing.
This is terrible. Like, does she have any toenails left? Well, I suppose 6.
Ali Gearn.
Great
I knew that because I live with her. And I remember when she came back from holidays, like at the beginning of the year, I remember she had no toenail.
Does she just get like stood on and stuff?
I think, yeah, some kind of instant or something. And I don't know, she must just have a really weak toe.
Weak toes?
But I actually...
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm on the leader. Okay. I'm on the scoreboard now.
2-1. Very nice. Which ComSoc committee member can do a Northern Irish accent that is so good it has received praise from multiple real Northern Irish people?
Real? You can do one really good. Lucy Crean?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know how I got that. That is so weird.
That is really weird. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's
me though. Yeah, that's like, what I mean. It was just so like Lucy Core.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to get her to do it at the dinner on Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. Order your meal in like a Northern Irish accent. Yeah.
So we're even. Okay, we have 2-2. Which ComSoc committee member has an uncle who could rival ComSoc's own Aidan Hickey and Sean Kinsella on the rugby pitch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Alice O'Callaghan's uncle Donica O'Callaghan. Shout out to Donica O'Callaghan.
Did Alice send that in?
Yeah, she did. Which ComSoc committee member ended their year in possession of a 4-star pizza loyalty card?
Oh, Aidan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he ordered all their 4-star.
Yeah.
Trill.
Those are
very good. Which ComSoc committee member used to play the French horn?
Oh my god, I actually have heard, someone has told me this.
Is it Daniel?
No.
I don't actually know what the French one is.
But I actually remember someone, when you tell me who this person is, I'm going to be like, yeah, that makes sense. Because someone has told me this story.
Okay, I think
can you give us
like,
a hint?
Their other fun fact was that they used to be a competitive gymnast.
Oh, Abigail.
Yeah.
Okay, I had heard.
Shona takes the lead.
Okay.
I wouldn't have guessed that though, but I knew she did gymnastics.
Yeah, I knew someone told me that they
I don't
played...
actually even know what the French horn is.
It's kind of like twisty. It's twisty. Oh, wow. It kind of turns up. It almost looks like a kind of bent trumpet. What's our next one? Which ComSoc committee member was robbed not once, but twice in the last year?
Me.
Yeah. That's a long story. I don't know what the first one is.
I'll tell you some other time.
Okay.
Was it you?
No, that wasn't me that sent that in. So
robbed
I don't know why.
Twice. Can you give us like robbed twice like on a night out?
All I received was robbed twice. So that's all I have to go off.
Ben.
I feel like when she told me the story.
Louise Devaney?
No.
Oh.
When she told me the story before, I think maybe it was on holidays or something.
You see,
they're tricky ones.
Yeah.
Which is what
Sarah Listen?
No.
Can you give us a hint?
What's a hint I can give you? Okay, I'll give you...
I just feel like we'd have no reason to know this.
I'll give you one word from her role on the society.
Okay.
Social.
Alice Callahan. Cliona Cashman.
No.
Social.
Social.
Oh my God. Akira. No, wait, who's the other?
Aoife McManaman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Our committee.
4-4, is it?
4-4?
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Very good. Which ComSoc committee member has attended the Ant and Dex Saturday Night Takeaway live finale?
What?
Stop. How do we not? Okay, to be fair, like, how would we know this? But, like,
okay, let's break it down. That was only about, like, a few weeks ago. That ended. No?
But it.
Oh, it's just like any season finale.
Surely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she didn't actually.
Okay, I was trying to like think about who's specify. Been in the UK recently. Who would go see that?
Is it someone?
No.
Oh.
Rachel Power?
No.
I just feel like we've no Lucy Crean?
No.
Lucy O'Neill?
No.
I can just keep naming people.
Yeah,
How can I give you a clue? See, I'd just give it away.
Maybe just tell us that.
Yeah, just tell
Sarah
us.
Sarah, listen.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me. I feel like that.
That's so fun.
That is so fun.
I thought her fun facts were so good because it was just Nose Job and then Anton Texas. Yeah. Like,
that's two very different things.
Okay, we have one last one, which is, which ComSoc committee member crashed a wedding at the races because they heard that pop superstar Lily Allen was in attendance?
Louise Devaney.
No.
The races. Was this recently?
Like, to meet her?
At the race? Like, it's obviously wasn't like student race day. A wedding at the races.
Yeah.
Who goes to the races?
Sarah Listen?
No.
No, it's not Sarah Listen. Think now, David. Think.
Who's... Yeah, but like, should I know this?
Meeting Lily Allen. That's what...
Meeting Lily Allen. Is it someone like the... Caoimhe Toomey?
No.
Kate Bracken?
No.
Lucy O'Neill?
No.
I'm trying to think, like, who this is, like, very on brand for, to crash something, to, like...
Could be one of the guys, but...
Is it a girl? It's a girl, no, it's... Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Shona McNichol.
It's me!
That is the most off-brand thing. First of all, races, crashing a wedding, and Lily Allen. That is just like three things.
I said that to Timmy last night, and I was like, I want to throw David off. Yeah, that was me.
When?
Oh, like years and years ago. Like I was like a kid, and we were at like some races up the country, and we heard rumors that there was like a private wedding going on, and that Lily Allen was there. So my aunt like snuck us in. And I swear to God, like, squared up to Lily Allen on the balcony and was like, take a picture with my nieces. So I have a picture with Lily Allen.
Oh, that's Lily Allen crazy. Was there.
Yeah, she was there. I met Lily Allen.
That is crazy behavior. Yeah.
I think we're actually tied.
All right. Fair. Cool.
I really enjoyed that.
That is crazy behavior.
That was so funny.
I think we're going to go for a little... Lily Allen number to keep things on brand. So here is Not Fair by Lily Allen, and we're going to come back and talk about some of our favourite memories of this year with the Commerce Society 23-24.
You.
That was Not Fair by Lily Allen on UCC 98.3 FM. And Comstock's very own Shona McNichol has a picture with Lily Allen. Which is really cool.
I need to pull it off. Yeah. My girl, me and Lily.
So, Shona, you put up a little kind of message box on the Comstock Instagram last night to kind of get people's memories from the last year and kind of see what people have really enjoyed.
Yeah, on our close friend story, just to preface, this didn't go on our main.
Yeah, not our main. Okay,
I don't want to know what people would have said with our committee. So to find out what our committee said was their favorite kind of memory from the last year. Some of them are quite key. Some of them, I don't know if I can read out, but I will anyway.
Anything goes on, comrade.
I don't know if people, I can see, like, they don't mind if I say their name. No, I'll say their name. Too bad.
Name and shame.
Ali's is really nice. Her said, Secret Santa in Tom Barry's. It was so wholesome.
That was very
wholesome. That was lovely.
Yeah. That was quite cute. It's nice when we do wholesome, nice, tame.
Yeah. And it's nice as well because, like, we actually, and it sometimes it goes unnoticed, but we do an awful lot of work. So it's nice sometimes when we get to just relax and enjoy it, because I feel like a lot of, especially in semester one, people don't see that there's actually an awful lot of, like, very serious work goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, like, particularly in semester one, I just remember thinking every time I have a meeting with these people, I'm like, not like giving out, but like, it's very serious. Like, this and what,
But I think it kind of comes a nice time of year, like the Secret Santa and stuff, obviously Christmas, but like, it's nice because, like, the committee knows each other. Not like the committee's only been formed for about 2 months by that point anyway, so it's kind of nice because then, like, some people, like say, like, Aiden, who's in final year, picked one and, like, got one, like, the first year girls, but, like, that's nice because he, like, wouldn't talk to, sorry I mean, like, there was stuff like that, like, that people who, like,
really
wouldn't
nice
mix
idea.
Anyway
yeah.
It was
no,
nice for them
mix
to
all,
mix
yeah
I am
moving on.
I didn't.
Do you have another one?
Yeah, I do. Aaron said, "Pranks for Conball are always the best. So wholesome. This year, afters was peak though."
Do you remember the afters in? We went out. We might think so. Yeah, there was an afters in, like, a hotel. One of the
the room next to mine.
In the room. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then, I remember after Conball, and, like, you'll know this. Well, hope you, if you should know this year, that, like, once Conball is finished, it's just, like, the relief and the, like, adrenaline kind of that I remember myself and Shona robbed crisps that we had, like, for, like, one of the DJs, and literally went back to my room, sat up on the bed, demolished a thing of crisps. And then we were like, here, we should probably go down to the afters just to, like, show face. And I remember, like, knocking on the door and Jordan opened it. And everyone was in there, like, we were, like, a sing-along, like, so much fun.
Yeah.
And Jordan was like, do you want us to stop it? I was like, relax.
There was, like, a bit of panic because
we
had shown
up. Because the two of us showed up. They were like, everyone was like, And we were like, no, we're here to, like, have fun, guys.
Yeah. And he was like, I think I had, like, my pajamas on with my makeup and my hair still done.
I'm going to get it.
Great. No. I'm glad there's
just
no cameras
for, like,
in
the people
here.
That are here.
So
all our listeners can see.
I think people thought that, like, I looked that like I'd been, like, awoken and we were about to shut it down.
No, it's the before and after.
Like, in, like, your, like, nightcap, like, Ebenezer's.
No, it's like, it's Shona in her velour pajamas. So this is the before. Can we just talk about, like, the amount these people have aged? This is, like, the before photo. I know people can't see this, but it's a photo of myself and Shona before, like, chaos of Conball ensued. Yeah. And then a photo of us probably, like, 7 hours later.
Yeah, probably.
8 hours later. Me, like, like, what's going on behind, like, and Shona looking, you look like Chris Jenner. You've, like, put on,
like Chris Jenner.
And I actually, like, my eyes are sunken into my head, like, I don't know what's going on. And then Jordan is just vibing.
Yeah, so, like, he's slightly bit, like, dead sober, like, pure tired.
Like, I woke up the next morning with, like, a hangover from adrenaline.
Yeah, like, I was so,
like, I had 3 glasses of wine and, like, a glass of Prosecco at, like, 6:30.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Because it became apparent, like, quickly that, like, we were working. Do you know that kind of way? And, like,
yeah.
So I woke up the next morning with an adrenaline hangover.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. An adrenaline hangover.
Yeah. I don't know.
All ahead of you.
Oh, yeah, all ahead of you, Timmy.
Can't wait. Do you have another one for us?
Yeah, I do. So another one actually on the kind of combo bit is actually Rose, chairperson last year, sent in one, and she said Jazzy at combo was her highlight.
That was her.
Jazzy combo was unreal.
She was unbelievable. And actually, that was like such like a goosebumps moment. And actually, because I think combo went so well this year. Like it went well last year as well when I did it. But I just think like this year, it was like, there wasn't like the fear of like trying to make, because like obviously the year before I did combo, there was like a few issues on it.
Yeah.
And then my combo, it was more like, just get this over the line. And then this year, I felt like we were really able to like go for it.
I feel like we were really like refining like an art.
Like a recipe. Like, and then, so like Marty Guilfoyle was on before. And I remember he was unbelievable. Yeah. Like so good.
I love
and like
him.
Everyone was gone wild. The room was so full. Like the lights were really cool. And like, it was just unbelievable. And he had the crowd going so good. And then he came upstairs and I knew there was no one playing downstairs. And I was like, what's happening? But anyway, when we came down with Jazzy and like loads of security and it was like us walking in with Jazzy. And I was like, yes, I did this. And like, she was so lovely. And I just remember walking in like the side doors that they like bring the act and like us through like the security.
Yeah.
And they had like all the lights off in the room and there was just like a beat playing. It was like boom, 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 boom.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I was like, I actually will never forget the goosebumps.
Yeah.
And then she like went up on the stage and like the lights were still off, but everyone like knew she was on it and like everyone started like going mad. And then like the lights came on and she just started her set. And I was like,
so cool.
Oh, like,
oh, I'm getting like goosebumps. You just telling the story again. It was a real like, oh my god, we did this.
Yeah.
Like this, there's nothing until like, do you know what I mean? Like combo doesn't exist until you do it. Like, so it doesn't happen.
Yeah, and like it was like the reaction because we kind of stood off to the side, like at like the side of the stage. So we were kind of like looking back in on like everyone.
Yeah.
And like you could just see how like insane people were going for her and stuff.
Yeah. It was really like people were like losing their minds, but it was still like,
like in such like a wholesome way.
It was so wholesome and it was safe and it was just so nice to see.
No, it was just
great vibes.
It was really great vibes.
So then the other one I have is also Comball, and it was Roisin said that her favorite memory was giving out the awards at Comball and all of us on stage couldn't see straight or remember.
Yeah, those awards are always like so fun and like, yeah, it's just, I think it's just like a nice little
thing. Is nice to do, and it's nice that it's like before the afters, I think, is that like before kind of all the years join and stuff. Like it's nice to just kind of have that, you have like that moment.
Absolutely.
Before, and obviously we have our very own Calm King here as well.
Guys, look, what can I say?
Honor.
Rigged.
You know the amount of people that have said to me, rigged, and I'm like, no, there was an independent person supervising that.
Me! It actually was, though, because it was all linked to my emails. I'm obviously not in commerce, so like, oh, I didn't really care knowing who won, whereas like, they obviously, like, the guys didn't want to know.
Yeah.
And oh my god, like, some of them, like, for most of them were pretty close, but really annoyingly, it was like a landslide for David.
Oh, wow. Like, Calm King, guys, you heard it here
whatever.
First.
Yeah. Michael put in going to On Broke with Lorcan Kinsella.
Oh,
that was something else.
Did you go with that to me?
Yeah,
I actually did not stay in. That's basically the context of that story for those listening. Is we had our marketing summit, and Sean Kinsella, our very own sports and social officer, his dad runs a really successful digital marketing agency. So he was kind enough to come in and give us a talk on like all things digital marketing as part of a panel. And afterwards, in true Comstock fashion, we said, oh, we'll go for like a few quiet ones. And ended up in the Brogue with Sean Kinsella's father. I want to say, and I went home at like, I'd say 22. And was in bed for like 2:15, and there was still videos going into the group chat of like Sean Kinsella's dad.
He was there till close.
Oh, I'd well believe it.
It looked insane. And like, oh my god, the amount, like, he just bought everything for everyone.
Yeah, Sean's dad is such good vibes.
Oh,
such
good
vibes. I know he is.
Yeah, but he must have dropped like a grand and a half.
I say so.
Multiple baby Guinnesses, look.
Yeah, multiple baby Guinnesses.
Then this won't make sense, but Ben literally just typed in GERB.
GURB. The GURB. Yeah. Those, look, I don't think that needs an explanation, but just like those who understand GURB.
Yeah.
GURB. Sean typed in Ben caking it as tradition on the first night out.
Yeah, there's always one. There's always one. And for the last two, well, I have joined Ben on one of those occasions, but.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That story does not need to be aired.
It's just so funny because, like, when we have, like, our first kind of night out as a committee, we usually have, like a moment, like, with the exec or, like, a message or something saying, like, oh, like, people
just
try.
Keep an eye on everyone.
Keep an eye on everyone because we're obviously bringing out a group of people who, like, their kids, but, like, people don't know each other and, like, you know.
And,
like,
for, when you go out, and for some people, like, and it's, we forget it because we were, like, older, but it's, like, for some people on the committee, it's their first ever, like, college night out beyond being in, like, the Old Oak. Do you know what I mean? It's like their first time in like a proper nightclub.
Yeah. And like when you're going out with your friends, you know, like they're obviously going to like have your back if like things go astray or whatever. Yeah. But like it's a bit different than at the beginning of ComStock. Yeah. Because like, oh, these are these strangers. So like we really try to make sure that like the exec are kind of aware that like, okay, we need to make sure that like
and
everyone's all right.
Are very not aware.
No. Well, we're always like, okay, like everyone kind of like, Joe, have a good time, but like let's keep it together. And we are always by far the worst ones. Like,
well, we were fine this year.
Yeah. I can't really remember our first night out.
I do. It was, we went to Gaia.
Oh, we did. I do remember.
To Voodoo, but yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, Shona met my mother spoke to my mother for the first time on the first committee night out in the year.
David made me ring his mum.
Yeah. Oh, no, David. Like,
ring my mum. No.
And then he made me hang up, and his mum was texting me panicking.
Yeah, no,
he made me hang up mid-call on his mum.
She was, Shona was like, hi, is this David's mum? And I was like, hang up. So then my mum was like,
he typed in the phone number.
Anyway.
And then the last one, which is quite a nice one, is Lisey put in sing songs in Alex Curtin's kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're wholesome.
Curtin was, I think, probably the king of the
Prince. Prince King.
Yeah. Prince
King this year. Because we really lost ours last year because Cullen was so good for having us. And then we kind of panicked.
Yeah.
You don't live like college area and I do, but I'm scared and of having
fair.
So it was nice that he did that. And I was actually telling someone because I really remember, what's that song? Is it Noah Kahan?
Oh, Stick Season.
Yeah. I remember that, like so vividly that. And we were all singing in it. It was a really nice moment. And then I remember being in work afterwards and the song came on the radio. And I was like, just the guys, I was like, oh God, I love this song at Prinks. And they were like, what? Like, this is your Prink song.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it was just such a vibe. Like, it was so wholesome. And they're like, that's so pathetic.
Is the Noah Kahan stan on our society.
But it was so good. I don't even think, it's not about Prink, it's not about like the vibe of the song. It's when you have one that everyone knows the words.
Yeah. Or Unwritten, the other one. Yeah. When I think
so good.
There was Unwritten as well, was that night. Yeah.
So good, which is, not typical Prink songs. I got a bit of stick for that, but I thought it was good.
If there was, like, if you could choose, like, one song, do you think that would define, like, this year of ComStock? Yeah.
I think it actually might be Stick Season.
Stick Season.
Or, like, maybe, like, a jazzy song, but, like, I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think of, like, something deep.
Last year, it was Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror.
Because there was, at conference last year, there was this really good speaker or whatever. But he just ran over and over and over his time slot, and then he felt the need, when he was really, really over his time slot, to play us a video about human rights with Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, playing in the background.
And
I just remember
experience.
Everyone just sitting there being like too stunned to speak. So that song just kind of became... But yeah, this year... I
don't know. Do you have any?
Yeah.
What did I...
I'm interested, to hear.
Because you had a whole
playlist. The playlist that I did, I put one of our songs that we did our dancing to, Shona, if you remember, the Single Ladies.
Yeah.
Which was something else. What was it? So UCC Thinks It Can Dance?
Yeah.
Organized by
UCC.
I hope you do that again.
UCC Dance, yeah.
Because I thought that was just so fun and it was really wholesome.
We need to try and get maybe a better turnout from the lads for next year. Because we started off with a lot of enthusiasm from the lads, and we had this great entrance.
We had this great entrance
where we came into Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
And It ended up just being me and Jack doing the entrance, which didn't have quite the same effect.
No, that was all we needed.
We owned it.
He carried it.
Yeah.
But yeah, because we had loads of people. Like, so I was actually looking back on like videos and stuff and pictures, and I seen that like our very first rehearsal, we had about 2/3 of the committee there. And I was like, I don't know where they all went. But it is hard. It's like, it's an extra time commitment.
Time commitment, and it's like really not everyone's cup of tea.
A lot of people, like, if they weren't doing, like, a lot of people came to watch us. So I'm hoping that maybe after watching us, they might be like, oh, that's actually
and
good
I think
crap.
In hindsight, it was my it was my fault, but I made one Beyonce reference to, like, the dance teachers, and it turned into, like, a really, really good, but, like, complete Beyonce tribute. And I think that, like, if it had been more, like, on-brand, like, funny for ComSoc, maybe, like, more would have been, like,
But it was anyway. So good, so I hope you do it again, because it was really fun. Yeah. And I'd love to come watch it as well.
Absolutely.
And your Rolls Royce.
Grad rolls.
That's grad roll.
No, it's a Porsche I want, actually.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. Yeah, yeah.
I did have Money, Money, Money on the playlist as well, because that's kind of a song that.
Yes.
You know, we're self aware. Yeah, we're self aware in ComSoc. Like, yeah, we know what people think of us.
Yeah.
Like. I suppose, is there anything that you'd like to see? Maybe that you didn't see in your own time in ComSoc that you'd like to see maybe in the future that society would achieve?
Wow.
That's kind of deep.
Yeah.
I think there is, like, being kind of putting on, like, the business side of things kind of hat. I think there's a really, really, really big, powerful ComSoc, like, network of alumni.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see something be done around that in terms of, like an alumni network for ComSoc or something, because it is actually kind of scary when you stop to think, not scary, but it's just like so nice and powerful to think about. Like, there's like a serious chunk of companies like around the world that, like, if you want an in there, there's people you can reach out to, and you're like, oh, like, I know, like, 10 years ago you were on ComSoc, and like, do you know, it's just, so maybe I think there's a nice opportunity there to do something with, like, the ComSoc alumni.
It's a great idea,
yeah. It's such a good idea. Yeah, I don't know. I like, I think even more of, like, a local, like, on, like, a smaller scale, like, that we get more involved with, like, Cork businesses things, like, we always talk about the Chamber of Commerce and stuff. Yeah. Like, they're always really great to us for, like, the conference and stuff. And they're always, like, really passionate about the society, because we're there. We're, like, technically the future of commerce, and probably in Cork as well. So I always would have liked the opportunity. But it's hard, because we always, like, have all these ideas, and, like, I know, like, me and oh my God, I just got an email from Cork Chamber pop up on my phone now.
They're listening.
Yeah. But, like, you go into the year with, like, so many intentions, and I know that we had ideas that, like, probably just, like, didn't come to fruition and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, that's just kind of how it goes. And
I think that's a really good point. I think there's such... And I think, thanks to the, like, really good work of, like, our committee and, like, previous committees, ComSoc is, I kind of coming into a new era of, like, being recognized as an organization, like, in the wider business kind of environment. Because I think particularly just in the last 3 years worth of conferences, there's been, like, really heavy hitting, like, serious business people, entrepreneurs, you know, like CEOs, founders, people, like just really, really good people. And this year particularly, I noticed there was a few people that we spoke to, and they were like, oh, sure, I was talking to so-and-so at some conference, and I was telling them I'm coming here, and they said they spoke at it, and that it was really impressive. So I think there is, so Timmy, next year, you can say it to whoever you think is best to, like, divide it out. But I think between tapping into the network and working with business, I think there is a really, really big opportunity to reach out and kind of really even connect with businesses more than we do already.
Yeah, there's such huge, like, momentum with the society, and, like, it's also kind of balancing, like, it's kind of difficult because the society is incredibly old. I don't know what's going into, it's 94th,
isn't it?
94th session, yeah.
Next year. So I think it's kind of hard, but I think we were, I'd pat my own back here, but I think me and Dave were quite good at, like, we weren't, like, phased by traditions. Like,
no.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of hard in a society, like, you just get into, like, a rhythm and, like, what's the status quo? Like, okay, they did this last year, so we do this year.
Yeah.
But I think we always try to, like, stop and be like, hold on, but why are we actually doing this?
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
Is that something that we want to do? And is that what, like, the committee looks like now? Which I think is really important, because it is kind of hard to, it's very easy to, like, fall into a pattern. And I think it's something that we really try to do is to, like, shake things up, but, like, only so much. You can only do so much in a year. So you just hope that then, like, that now, like, when you guys are taking over next year, that, like, you do the same, and, like, that you keep, like, asking questions and, like, oh, well, like, why are we doing this? Yeah. And maybe we don't want to do it this way. And, like, think, that's great.
Yeah. I'm kind of innovating as well.
Innovating, putting your own spin on things. Staying true to, like, the DNA of ComSoc. But, like, I think just, like, based off, like, those ideas that are, like, that kind of, like, piece that myself and Shona had there about, like, the outreach and connecting with businesses.
Yeah.
I think one thing because Shona kind of touched on it, it's hard to come into the year and stay true to, like, the DNA of ComSoc and, like, do all the big events, but also try and do something new. So, like, my advice to anyone coming in would be, like, pick one thing. Like, do you like ComBall Conference and, like, all the other bits that, like, have to be done every year? But, like, pick one new thing and be like, we're going to do that and we're going to make it really good. Like, our thing this year, obviously it's not a new thing, but we really wanted to, like, level up Marketing Summit.
Yeah.
And that was, like, really, like, both from the start, myself and Shona were like, Marketing Summit has potential. Yeah. I think we showed that this year. So, like,
yeah, I think that's actually really good advice to, like, pick, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel kind of either, but it's, picking something that's actually really good idea is to pick something that you're like, okay, this can change.
Like, I'd like to think that, like, this was the first year that, like, we nearly now have three flagship events.
Yeah.
That we have, like, ComBall Conference and Marketing Summit.
Yeah.
Do you know? So, yeah.
Unreal.
It's a sleigh.
Yeah, it's a sleigh. I suppose, like, with ye coming to the end of your time in UCC, what are you looking ahead to in terms of, do you have kind of dream jobs? Do you have dreams and hopes? I suppose everyone has hopes and dreams, but
whoa!
Do you have like an idea of where
the tissue's at?
Yeah.
Do you have ideas of, because I suppose you're maybe closing one chapter of your life, but you're opening a whole new chapter, and it's just beginning, and it's a very exciting time in your life.
I'm crying.
It was a cruel one to put on this point.
Thanks
to the interview.
Do
you have, like, is there anything in mind that, like, is there something, do you have kind of a dream that you'd like to achieve? That you might listen back to this and maybe it may be 20, 30 years and you might go, oh, you know, this is how things actually worked out.
After my Porsche. I'm gonna put this on the radio, but like not many people are gonna like thousands of people are gonna hear me admit this. I'd love to work for myself. Like one day. Okay. Not right now. Like I'm really excited to like go into just like an organization and a company and just like learn. But like definitely end goal. Like I want to be my own boss, and like I see like the people at conference and stuff, like speaking, the people who set up their own business, and like I want to be someone who we're like, oh my god, we want to get Shona come speak at our conference and hear what she's done.
Yeah. Oh, I love that you want to be someone that would be coming back and speak at the conference. That's unreal. Yeah. What about you, David?
I'm actually the same. It's like always been at the back of my head and or at the front of my mind really. And it's kind of like something that's you kind of struggle with a little bit when you're looking at jobs and stuff, but I also would really like to work for myself.
Yeah.
Long term, like I really can't, I just would love to do something like work for myself, but also off the back of that, and I think myself and Sean are quite similar, so we do have like similar kind of directions with it. But touching off conference as well, there's been a few people over the years that have come in to speak, and I'm like, you're kind of like a beacon of like hope, or not hope, but just like inspiration for like me. There's like I remember in first year we had like Anne O'Leary, and then like in second year there was like Fiona Parfrey and like really good entrepreneur, and just like different people like this year we had like loads of other like really inspiring founders and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just would like to be someone, I hope that I get the opportunity to in like 20 years come back and be like that little like beacon for someone as well, that like you kind of give back a small bit, and just I'd like to like build something that helps me with the Porsche but also like is like a kind of like a source of inspiration for people. And
every time after the conference afterwards I'm like, oh my god, forget it, I'm just gonna do it, I'm just gonna go and work for myself straight off the bat.
Yeah,
but like the timing has to be right for that, and like and I want to go and work first. And there's so much valuable experience just going into an organization where everything's like set up for you. So one day, but not yet.
Yeah, and I think coming out of Comstock, like, we do so much work and like it's so inspiring and like there's like such like a culture of like, this is going to be great and like keep it moving and all that. So I hope I just don't lose that, you know, that kind of way. I'd like to end up doing something that I feel, like this is like impacting people. It's like providing people with opportunities to like develop themselves and like have fun and socialize and make connections. And like that real feeling of being like a part of something special, I think is something that I would hope for myself for my career. So that's great.
That's a good one.
Of course, those were great answers.
Yeah.
I think we're probably going to finish up there because we're coming towards the hour mark. So this has been Comrades. It's been David Walsh's and Shona McNichols last time on Comrade as committee members, you'll come back and visit us.
Yeah, absolutely. The parking over there, there'll be two Porsches. And you'll know that.
Head right.
I'll be looking for
spins. Pass that bumper sticker.
I think we're going to finish on what we kind of said was a song that I guess kind of, in not a very deep meaning, kind of defined Comstock for the year, which is Noah Kahan's Stick Season on UCC 98.3 FM.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have.